Hartford Community College welcomes you to this presentation of Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net and the Hartford Sports Network. Now, let's go inside Hartford Athletics with Glenn Clark.
Welcome into Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net, the official home for Hartford Community College Athletics. I am Glenn Clark, joined as always right at the start of the show by the Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford. He is Mr. Kevin Carver. Kevin, it's good to talk to you as always, sir, and really good to talk to you this week after I had the opportunity to get up there over the weekend. And what a game day experience, being a part of it for the baseball broadcast. And boy, everything that everybody's told me about how fun this team is to watch proved to be completely true as they just racked up runs in a hurry on Saturday.
Yeah, we were so glad to have you and glad you could experience it from the Hartford side. I know you came for that Maryland-Delaware game.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun, too. Took a little bit of time for them to get those runs going and all the fun action going. A couple innings off with that super early start. But, yeah, they had a big comeback win. And real, like you said, it's just good to hear from someone outside of the Hartford family say the things that I think are true, and hopefully I'm not wearing my Hartford glasses when I see it, that this team is awesome.
No, I mean, this team is, it's incredible the two-out rally that they put together twice in that game. And, you know, you referenced that they come from behind. They were down 4-1 and two outs, and all of a sudden just game opens wide up. And I think it speaks to how capable that lineup is, that they don't need things to necessarily go right for them. They are capable of pretty much just flipping a switch and all of a sudden pouring it on.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that makes them so dangerous, exactly what you said there. And I feel that the games I've seen them play in the last maybe week and a half, I feel some of the main guys are in a rut right now. They're struggling. And then, but like you say, just like that, boom, it all pieces together. And instead of one guy getting a big hit and then a couple outs, it's all strung together. And it's 4-1. All of a sudden, it's 15-4. Game's over. We're going home early. And it's out of nowhere.
Right.
So it's just crazy. And then the other side of the thing, I think at the beginning of the year, when we talked about how great this baseball team was, we were always talking offense.
Yep.
And we were like, the pitching is going to be the key when we get into postseason play. Well, in the last 2 weeks, the pitching has been more than solid, complete game after complete game. And talking to the coaching staff, and especially pitching coach R.J. Heinlein, hey, who's going today? You know, we got a doubleheader. And he's like, well, I'm going to try throwing Aaron Gress today, and then I don't know after that. And then Aaron Gress throws a complete game, and then he does the same thing 3-4 days in a row, and a little bit of good fortune there when you've got a day where I only got one guy available and he's able to be the only guy that pitches.
Yeah. I mean, that's it's unbelievable, right? Like a guy starting on Saturday, maybe four innings on the season before getting the start on Saturday, and then goes the distance, right?
Like, yeah. And that was one of those days where he's like, man, I got Nick Delp going.
Yeah.
And hopefully he can do good. And he throws seven innings, and that's all you need. It's crazy.
Yep. It's unbelievable. No doubt about that. All right. So I know we got Tom Eller coming up a little bit later on in the show, the baseball coach, but please, if you could set the tone for what's coming up for the baseball team moving forward.
Well, just the other day, they finished with the best record in the history of the Maryland Junior College Athletic Conference, 25-1. So that was a big plus. They actually lost their first game to Essex and then won 25 straight. And the last one, the 25th, you know, record-breaking one, was against Essex. So that was kind of neat. And then coming up next weekend, the 13th, 14th, and 15th of May is the region tournament. And that's really the only thing that matters all season long is the postseason play. So they travel to Chesapeake. They're the number one seed. And in a four-team double elimination tournament, if they are to win, and they are the heavy favorites, if they are to win, then all the people listening and all the people wondering all about Hartford baseball can come watch the district tournament, which will be hosted right at the wonderful stadium at Hartford Complex.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. He is Kevin Carver, Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. All right, let's spread the wealth a little bit. Let's talk about some of the other awesome programs there at Hartford and the women's lacrosse team, which also is just continuing to set records on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, they are one win away from their fourth straight trip to the national tournament. They play this weekend, a two-game tournament if they're lucky enough to win that first game. The first game win secures the Final Four trip, but if they are win two in a row, then they would win their second straight region title, and they've got the most wins in school history. They've got the two best players that have ever played here,
yeah.
And it just seems like, you know, we just switched sports and we're saying the same thing over and over again. This is the best team that she's ever had. And before Nikki Murphy was here, they'd only been to one national tournament. And in the last 3 years, one win away from four in a row of Nikki Murphy, which is amazing.
See, I'm going to ask her the same question, but I know how coaches are. They're humble. They deflect things. They don't want to brag too much. Why is that the case? Why has it changed so much with Nikki Murphy at the helm?
I really think that, like, she's secured the Harford County lacrosse area, and there's a lot of talent here, and there's not too many junior college women's lacrosse teams, so when you've got all these people looking for where should they go, she has secured the family first, the Harford County connection, and it has built and over again, and she puts together a good coaching staff, she recruits the right people, she does things the right way, and then the results happen on the field.
All right, and before we wrap up, let's make sure we show some love to the tennis programs as they are headed to the national tournaments.
Yeah, we've had two teams finish their seasons, and there's four left, and the other two are the men's and women's tennis teams. The women's tennis tournament, they go to Texas. It's such a great experience for them. It's a week tournament starting on May 7th, and there's a couple girls on the team that have a chance to go pretty far in that tournament. And then the following week, the men go to Plano, Texas, which is just a little bit, I'm actually acting like I know where Plano and Tyler, Texas are. I have no idea. Texas is ginormous. But the men go down, and that is so neat, especially for them, because most of them are all international players, and I'm sure it'll be the first time they've ever been to Texas,
right.
And it'll be a great experience.
All right, give us the rundown. Website, social media, everything we need to know.
Yeah, got to follow for the postseason push for all four of these final teams. HarfordAthletics.com will get you everything you need. And if you're feeling fun on the Twitter and Facebook world, Twitter is @FightingOwlsHCC, and Facebook is /HarfordAthletics.
Kevin Carver, Director of Athletic Communications, always appreciate it. When we come back in, we're going to talk some Harford baseball. Head coach Tom Eller joins us next. This is Fighting Owls Weekly.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a proud sponsor of athletic training services to the Harford Fighting Owls. Located conveniently in Aberdeen, Bel Air, Hickory, and Edgewood, our four locations are ready to serve all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs with convenient scheduling Monday through Friday and Saturdays. For more information, please visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com or call 1-855-5-DREHER. We are committed to providing the most effective, clinically superior physical therapy possible.
Attention food lovers!
While you're at the Harford campus, don't forget to head just across the street to McShane's. Featuring a great menu including burgers, panini, salads, seafood, and more. Enjoy a great cup of coffee or latte and just hang out. Or if you're in a hurry, call ahead for pickup. Come on over to McShane's. You can check out our menu first at McShanesGourmet.com and get a 10% discount with your Harford ID or 20% with your Harford ticket stub the day of or after the game. Don't forget, we cater to McShane's, really good food.
Back in here, segment number two of Fighting Owls Weekly, and time to talk a little Harford Community College baseball. Joining us, the head coach of the Owls, he is Coach Tom Eller. Coach, it's good to talk to you, especially after I got the chance to come up and see you guys on Saturday. And I was going to, if that game had continued for the way it was going with no home runs, I was going to demand a refund that I didn't get to see him. So I'm glad that as the game went on, I got to see the power bats come alive, and it was something to behold, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was definitely fun to see once we figured it out. But, you know, what it all comes down to, like I said the other day, was, you know, you just got to play relaxed. And when we play relaxed, that's what we do.
Yeah, no question about it. It's so cool, the contributions that you're getting from various guys. You get a pinch-hit home run in that game. You have a starter, Nick Delp, who had pitched four innings coming into the game and ends up going seven for you on Saturday. Like, it's one thing that the big guys in your lineup are contributing, but I think it's awesome that everyone is contributing to a special season that you're having.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing happened last night, too. We played Delaware Tech, and, you know, they're solid every year. And, you know, we played some guys, some different guys last night. We had some injuries, some giving guys a break as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went down 4-0, and next thing you know, we came back and we won 8-7. And it was a complete team effort. And, you know, anytime you can do that, I think we almost used everybody on our bench last night. So, yeah, that's always fun. And, you know, good teams find a way to win even when, you know, they're not playing well. So,
Yeah, no question about that. You know, you mentioned giving guys rests and coming down the stretch of the season. Look, everything's going to come down for you guys to the region and then hopefully after that the district. Like, how do you prepare for this week that you're going to have to get ready for it? How do you get these kids ready for now? Okay, everything you've done, none of it matters unless you go here and win.
Yeah, and what I've learned over the past few years is that, you know, if you put too much pressure on them, then they just buckle. You know, they don't play loose. Honestly, my motto, and I sent this to one of my friends last night, I said, you know, we're just trying not to suck. It's Joe Madden's motto with the Cubs. You know, we want to, I say to our guys, let's try not to suck today. And, yeah, they laugh and they think it's funny. And I am trying to be funny. And I want them to play loose, but at the same time, I don't want to press. I don't want to, you know, make our guys think that, you know, every pitch we have to weigh our options on every single pitch, or we have to get every pitch go our way or every call our way, because we don't. And we're talented enough that, you know, as long as we, you know what we're supposed to do, and we have expectations of what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
I'm confident that they'll go out and do it.
You know, I'm really glad you say it that way. He is Coach Tom Miller, baseball coach at Hartford Community College, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. And I get the sense that the guys are responding to that. They like seem like such a loose bunch on Saturday, able to have fun with each other. They seem like guys that aren't burdened by the expectations that have surrounded this team from day one.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I mean, they know that at any time, anything can happen, whether that's us going down seven or us going up seven, or tying the game after being down seven. So they know when they have to turn it on, and you know, sometimes it's a little later than usual, but or more than I'd like. But they get it. They understand everything. They understand what their goals are and what our expectations are of them, and they know that I'm a loose coach. I want our guys to play loose, and that's kind of. That's how they play as well.
You've had a number of guys already make their commitments to D1 programs moving forward. You have one guy in particular who's had an awful lot of scouts come out to look at him and perhaps an option for the draft. As a coach, how much does that stuff mean to you, knowing that winning is most important, but how much do those other things play in for your pride in this program?
Yeah, I mean, our number one priority is to get our guys moved on to four-year schools, and that's what I say from day one when we do our recruiting visits with our players. If we do it the right way, winning comes second. We'll win a ton of games, but our number one priority is to get guys off to four-year schools. So, you know, going to the World Series, all that kind of stuff would be great, but it's, you know, second to getting our guy assigned to the best possible school that they can go to.
That's really, really cool. He is baseball coach Tom Eller. Coach, we always appreciate it. When we come back in, we're going to talk some women's lacrosse at Hartford with Coach Nikki Murphy. That's next. This is Fighting Owls Weekly.
Your school, recreation, or youth team can look great at a great price. Just contact Lids Team Sports, official outfitters of the Hartford Fighting Owls. Lids Team Sports can suit up your team in great uniforms, equipment, and gear from many of the top brands like Nike, Adidas, Wilson, Rawlings, and more. Contact Brian Barthmeyer at 610-857-0700 to get your team looking as good as the Hartford Fighting Owls. That's 610-857-0700.
The premier bus service in the Northeast, Academy, is now the official transportation company of the Hartford Fighting Owls. Operating from Boston, Providence, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, Academy can fulfill your travel needs as well. Go to academybus.com or call 800-442-7272. That's 800-442-7272 for the official transportation company of Fighting Owl Athletics. Academy, we know the way.
Welcome back in. It is the third segment of Fighting Owls Weekly. Glenn Clark now joined by the women's lacrosse coach at Hartford Community College, Coach Nikki Murphy. Coach, it's good to talk to you. And, you know, just what a season for women's lacrosse at Hartford.
Yeah, it's been exciting. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
It's been just, you know, a record-setting year so far. And there's still some games to play. So
yeah.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, one win away, right on the cusp of a return to Nationals for a fourth straight year. How much does that mean to the program, and how much truly is that the measuring stick for what y'all are looking to do every year?
It it means everything. You know, this is what we work so hard for. I mean, we start really early in the year, and we have lots of time to practice, and this is what we practice for. We play number one and number two team in the nation in that tournament, and, you know, we are constantly striving to get to that level. It means everything to us to be here.
You know, it's something that I know that you're not going to want to brag or toot your own horn. I get that. But it's something that didn't happen quite as frequently until you arrived in Bel Air. What has allowed for this to now be the standard for the program?
Well, we just don't have any other expectations than trying to be the best. And we really strive to do that in every practice. If they're not meeting our standards in a practice, there's expectations, there's consequences. And we've really tried to set the bar high for them. And listen, they're really tired right now. It's been a long season for them. But, you know, our expectations are high all the time. Not only, you know, do you have to do really well in school, but you really have to do well in practice, not only, in games. So I think that's been a game changer for us, really just setting the bar high and not accepting anything less.
How much does it mean to now, at worst, be known as the best team in Hartford history, that you've set that record for most wins?
I mean, it's such an honor. It really is. It's amazing. I have a great staff, coaching staff with me, and the girls that have come on my team really have just opened their minds to our system, and it's just been a really great journey so far.
Yeah, and it's awesome to hear, and what a season it's been. She is Nikki Murphy, the women's lacrosse coach at Hartford, and she joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Coach, trying for back-to-back region titles, and you've already gone ahead and taken care of the Maryland JUCO title, and you did that actually winning it outright after sharing it last year. I imagine it's always good to be champions, but it's a better feeling when it's you and you alone.
It is. It really is. We don't like to share that title. You know, we do put so much work into it, and we always want to be saying we're going to win this and not have anybody question our abilities and our talents. We just want to win it outright. And to be able to do that this year is just a credit to everything that we've been working towards. But, I mean, we have some stellar athletes on our team this year. And last year as well, who stayed. And, man, it's just they're literally breaking records for us.
Well, I was going to say, the two in particular that jump out, Lauren Haggerty and Cassidy Jones. I imagine a coach's life is a little bit easier when you have a couple of players like that on the field.
It is. It is. They are just bringing it, and they have such chemistry on the field. Their on the ball and off the ball game field sense is just something that I wish that everybody had, but we know how lucky we are to have those two. And, you know, really just something I can't say enough, Lauren Haggerty, she's our number one girl. She's just broke the single season goal scoring record. She has 62 goals right now. The record was 60 set in 2010. So she just broke that last week in our last game. And, you know, she not only has 62 goals, but she has 20 assists. I mean, the way that this girl just is so unselfish and just is all about being a team player, it really is something to be admired. And then Cassidy Jones, she's leading the nation with 56 assists. The next leading assister has 35. So, I mean, she's just being her team, and our team's working for her as well. So it's just been honestly a joy to coach these girls and be able to watch this unfold on the field.
That is awesome. She is Coach Nikki Murphy, women's lacrosse coach at Hartford. Coach, we appreciate it. I need to let everybody know that this presentation of Fighting Owls Weekly has been a production of SFMSports.net. I'm Glenn Clark. Have a great week.